medical assistance in dying has drawn attention to the inequalities within our society, as some living with a non-life-threatening disability, experiencing poverty, or are unable to access housing are seeking MAID. Multiple reports outline that some Canadians have requested MAID because they could not afford proper housing, generating concern that assisted death is a solution for societal challenges.
It's being used so that we don't have to address the very clear fact that the government does not provide enough support, that our healthcare system has severe blind spots, that anytime we discuss things like the housing crisis, we aren't acknowledging a portion of the population.
Montrealer Jacques Comeau met with a doctor to see if he's eligible for MAID last September. The 66-year-old sought assisted suicide after services provided from his local community services centers changed. As a quadriplegic, Comeau said he's lived a fulfilling and happy life due to home care services. But following the changes in these services last summer, he said that new orderlies have performed services incorrectly. He's not familiar with these workers as he once was. And when he contacted the CLSC, they were little help.
To my knowledge, there has been few or even not any case in Quebec. I know that there has been some cases in Canada and the rest of Canada, but it's very, very few persons. Poverty is really not a reason to have MAID. If the patient has a disease with poverty or a disease with important illness, well, that's another ballgame. The patient has the right to be evaluated, and then we can see if there's any reason to get MAID.
Certainly, there have been reports in the media of individuals who, you know, indicate that they are living in poverty or perhaps are experiencing or are concerned about experiencing homelessness, and that they are looking to MAID as a possibility. But the lack of social supports or homelessness are not eligibility criteria for assisted dying. Some of these individuals may have medical conditions, whether they're physical or mental disorders, that would qualify them for assisted dying. But those are the things that would qualify them for assisted dying, not the fact that they are living in poverty or that, you know, they may be experiencing homelessness.
There have been five cases where veterans experiencing post-traumatic stress disorder were offered assisted suicide by a now-suspended Veterans Affairs Canada caseworker. The case is currently under investigation by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
In the Australian province of Victoria, doctors aren't allowed to bring up MAID unless they're asked about it, so you don't get these sort of coercive scenarios.
Those living off of disability support from the government are finding it hard to make ends meet.
Disability support rates are low across the country to varying degrees.
In Canada, one of the most recent cases is 59-year-old Jackie Holyoke, an Ontarian living with debilitating fibromyalgia. She's on the Ontario Disability Support Program, but says that it doesn't provide enough money to live off of. Holyoke receives $1,228 a month from ODSP. After rent, she's left with about $80 a week to cover groceries, pharmacy bills, and other expenses. She also has to pay for things like shower chairs and walking aids.
In order to have some accommodations paid in your apartment, in order to have a mobility aid, so like something like a wheelchair or a, you know, manual or motorized, even like a cane, a walker. If you want those things to be paid by the government, you need to go through the healthcare system. You need to go through medical professionals and consultations to see those people take months. We can't just stay 2 months without showering or without using our toilet. So we have to pay all of that out of pocket, and then there's no way to get that money back.
In Quebec, the maximum monthly amount that one can receive under the Quebec Pension Plan is $1,537 a month. The lowest average rent for an unfurnished apartment on the island of Montreal is $1,237. The average cost of food is $350 per month for a single person. But this average is rising. If you pay the lowest average price of rent and buy the average amount of groceries, you will be in a deficit of $49 while living off of the maximum amount paid for by the Quebec pension plan.
Subsidized housing services are available to Montrealers living with a disability. Cindy McKay is a board member of Les Habitations Adaptées et Accessibles Tongo, a housing cooperative that is partially subsidized and made for those living with a disability.
It's a service for people with disabilities who are autonomous but yet still need assistance. It's just us being on our own and just being able to live independently.
Paul says that it's not always easy to access housing co-ops like Tongo.
The wait list can sometimes be literally like 10 years. And obviously that's unacceptable. I think having more of those is essential for disabled and able-bodied people alike.
As housing prices soar and accessibility to seek mental and physical health services are backlogged, will we see more cases of Canadians requesting MAID?
We're not allowing disabled people to thrive and to grow old in Canada anymore. Nobody can make an enlightened decision about this topic if we're not providing people with options.
If one person is being failed by the system and chooses to end their lives, which we know of a few examples of, then that tells you something about the system itself.
Watch the full episode by subscribing to Local 514 on YouTube. And sign up for the Local 514 newsletter at cutvmontreal.org to stay up to date with our content as soon as it releases.